My father is a real important man to me, and I wanted to read some poems about him. This is called My Father's Feet. It would begin in the early morning on any given day. His feet would hit the floor with such a definite purpose, even though his day's routine had not yet been calculated. His thump echoing, crossing closets, space, and bodies. We rose as if that sound started our day. The bugles of morning, my father's feet. Rise, children, and have purpose. Making our thumps heard, smaller feet hitting cold pine, the impact forcing our day upon us. It was this way every day. There were three pairs of boots standing at attention in the corner of his room. On Sunday mornings, he would slip into his spit-polished, hand-tooled Mexican leather boots. These were his favorite. Although he prized his practical hunting lace-ups methodically woven together by cowhide cut in strips, these were never to be mistaken for the ordinary, lesser-polished workday dog kickers. His children were well familiar with each set of boots, their importance and occasion each pair was worn. Time has passed. My father's feet gnarled by an untimely stroke. His arches fallen, making the usual shifting of weight from one foot to the next painful and awkward. Shu navi ang ding he. Oh, my feet hurt. He says this as I kneel, cupping one foot at a time, kneading lifeless muscles as if to beg them back to life. I listen to the distance he now travels only by memory, coating his feet with lotion, hoping to retard the atrophy developed by illness and inactivity. Ha wa, ha wa. Momentarily comforted, his words determine my hand pressure, for I only wish to heal him. I sit by his bed, noticing from across the room the boots he once wore, still at attention, unnoticed, unworn, left to collect dust. It's then I remember the early call of morning on any given day. His feet would hit the floor with such a definite purpose. Oheang. Tara oheang kanye ummeng. Father, get ready. You have far to travel. Keep your gaze steady beyond starched white sheets tucked neatly by attentive nurses past these ordinary, colorless, sterile walls that no longer contain you. Unhooking your IV when night signals, releasing yourself to stand straight and strong once again. Ohe ang kanye ummeng. Tapovi waits by the canyon rim, inviting you to walk with him past the fields you both planted seasons ago. Toward Wangsupo near the clearing where sparrows nest and autumn leaves gather to bed doe and fawn. Da Povi calls from the aspen near the meadow by your mother's breast. With ceremony, rain clouds welcoming you, healing shadows erasing your pain. Ohe ang, get ready to cross into the canyon's rim, making a place for yourself near the sagebrush along the wolf trails where you have always been at home. And in time, it will be you calling me, inviting me toward the canyon's rim near the road we carved above the timber line many winters ago. Ojea.